Today's episode of Beyond the Mask is presented by the team at CRNA Financial Planning. Get a free consultation today to be guided through the complexities of investing and financial planning. Just visit crnafinancialplanning.com. Beyond the Mask is also sponsored by crnaeducation.com. CRNAs, you can get the CE credits you need by just going to crnaeducation.com. They have over 100 AANA prior approved credits, all four core CPC modules, and even over 40 pharmacology credits. No subscriptions, it's all online and mobile friendly. Just go to crnaeducation.com. And don't forget, listening to our podcast can earn you Class B credits. For more information on how you can submit them, check out our CE credit tab on our website, beyondthemaskpodcast.com. Welcome to Beyond the Mask, innovation and opportunities for CRNAs and advanced practice nurses, with certified financial planner Jeremy Stanley and CRNA Sharon Pierce. Jeremy Stanley has worked with CRNAs for more than 23 years, and Sharon Pierce is a former president of the AANA and the NCANA. Join us as we leave the operating room and learn the latest in the CRNA and advanced practice nurse industries. Beyond the Mask starts in 10, 9, 8,
7.
It's another special edition of Beyond the Mask, where we let you hear directly from the candidates running for various offices in the AANA fiscal year 2025 election. This year, speeches were recorded in front of a live audience at the mid-year assembly. First, you'll hear from 12 candidates for the board of directors, then one candidate for treasurer, vice president, and president-elect. Voting for these candidates is now open, and you can access a link to the AANA Election Center in this episode's show notes for more information. We'll turn things over to Mark Hafey, the chair of the Leadership Identification Committee, to introduce each speaker as he did live on stage during the mid-year assembly.
Our first candidate, Dr. Daniel King. Ladies, gentlemen, and esteemed colleagues, I come before you today not merely as a candidate, but as a unifying voice, a catalyst for progress, and guardian for our profession. In the face of new age challenges in healthcare, I see boundless opportunities awaiting us, ready for the taking as we dare to seize them. My leadership journey has spanned multiple states where I've stood shoulder to shoulder with you in battles against oppressive legislation and advocated tirelessly for equitable reimbursement. I vow that our fight against provider discrimination will know no rest, and I'm committed to championing our right to full practice authority, placing emphasis on the VA practice standards at the forefront of our endeavors. This past year, I've been blessed to engage in over 30 speaking events at your meetings, immersing myself further in your dedication and better understanding the issues closest to your hearts. As a member and chair of the AANA Practice Committee, I've made it my top priority to amplify your voice. And we've disseminated a record number of resources to shape the trajectory of anesthesiology. You've trusted me, and it is with a tremendous amount of pride that I've accepted that trust and nomination for director from 8 states and DC. As an advocate, clinician, and educator, I embrace a comprehensive approach to addressing the challenges that we may face, including the intended departure from Leadership Summit and the uncertain future of ADCE. I've pledged myself to focus groups to craft new solutions that will directly meet the needs of every member. Let's refine our vision for our association, one that shatters the mold of business as usual. This association shall always take on the identity of its members, beaming as a brighter beacon of inclusivity and empowerment for voices from every corner. Let us forge a path to a bolder future by challenging the status quo, dismantling hierarchical barriers, and ushering in innovative leaders today who can navigate us toward unparalleled heights tomorrow. Join me, and let's go vote. Our next candidate, Dr. Eric Rausch.
As a previous AANA board director and now current AANA treasurer, I've had the opportunity to be part of something very special here at the AANA these past 3 years. We are now more financially and culturally healthier as a professional organization than we have been in many, many years. From hiring a new CEO who had tremendous association experience to expanding our membership to RNs and other affiliate options, to providing various states with the resources they need to advance and protect the CRNA profession, and now being within arm's length of getting a historic federal win within the VA system. The list goes on and on. The common underlying theme, though, is that everyone at the ANA is unified and rowing in the same direction. We are winning in all aspects of the association and profession, and more wins are on the way. It's a lot. This is a true testament to all the leadership and different skill sets that have been present on the ANA board. During these past couple years, and for me specifically, I've been able to bring and hope to continue to bring an extensive background of leadership experience in business administration, clinical expertise, academics, and legislative advocacy. I've also become well known for bringing a high contagious energy level to the ANA board, hence my board nickname, The Rocket. In summary, I believe that continuity in our current leadership, to whatever extent possible, would only help further move this organization in an extremely positive way. For that reason, I've decided to run as an ANA board director for one more term. I hope that you've noticed and felt many of the recent successes from your ANA board these past couple years, and I humbly ask you again for your support for re-election to help keep that palpable momentum going. Thank you very much.
Our next candidate is Dr. Ann Miller. Because she's unable to attend in person, the LIC has allowed Dr. Miller to submit her opening statement electronically, and we will now hear that hearing.
Good day. My name is Ann Miller. I am running for regional director, and I really appreciate your time today. As an all-inclusive organization, I promise to advocate at the local, state, and national level to support global change and represent members' opinions, ideas, and concerns. I take pride in informing the public and providing information and resources by achieving the greatest good. My leadership entails an adequate and equitable culture to always maintain a sense of transparency and communication so each member knows the consequences and rewards. A culture of equity will be met by having open discussion, identifying priorities, gaining leadership by empowering members, and recognizing equity champions. The ANA members develop and deliver the highest quality, cutting-edge care. As your director, I understand the importance of levers in influencing public sector performance, open dialogue, performance accountability, restructuring, and driving change. I look forward to raising awareness of the ANA's mission vision by rallying with my constituents. Through systems advocacy, I will follow three golden rules: be polite, be prepared, and be persistent. My past accolades in education and leadership do not limit my ability to innovate, explore, develop, and mentor students to continue to deliver high-quality, evidence-based anesthesia care. Successful leadership and change propagates a culture of excellence in being a transformational leader, driving innovation and excellence for our members. Please allow me to work with you and be your voice. With much appreciation, thank you for your time.
Our next candidate, Dr. Sherry Bernardo.
I appreciate the opportunity to stand in front of you today. My name is Sherry Bernardo. I'm from the state of North Carolina. And the reason I'm standing here for one of these director positions is I've been in practice for 20 years, and the problems and the fight we fight were the same back then as they are now. Yes, we have many states that have opted out, but we still have many more states that we have to advance this great practice. Some of the goals that I will bring if I'm elected to this position is that we've really got to have member engagement. There are many of us out there that don't attend these meetings, but we have to have a voice that speaks for everyone. We've also got to recruit our brightest, our future that stands out there. And I do have an interest with our academic education component. But beyond that, we have to go beyond the people that are applying for our programs and look at those in the ICUs, our future, and bestow why it is so important to be a CRNA and not another practitioner. And last, we've got to compel others to tell our story. If we don't tell our story, who will tell it for us? It's no longer acceptable to be the best kept secret in healthcare. We've got to immerse ourselves at many levels, at the C-suite, in public, and those are things that I've done during my career. So I humbly ask you today for your vote. Thank you.
Our next candidate, Jason Bauer.
Having the opportunity to lead over 3,000 members at PANA, Pennsylvania Association of Nurse Anesthetists, I have the necessary experience to appropriately represent the ANA as director. I feel that an important part of being a CRNA is passing on our knowledge to ensure this rewarding profession. I encourage students at the University of Pittsburgh School of Nurse Anesthesia, where I'm adjunct faculty, to maintain their enthusiasm and continue to stay involved in the local, district, state, and national levels to continue to work for our goals as a profession. Given my history, I want to share my experience and strategies to help guide other state leaders so they, too, can make appropriate decisions to help protect and advance the practice of nurse anesthesiology in their respective states. I will use what I've learned as well as all the resources that I have acquired to be a conduit for information between the ANA and the state associations. I truly thank you for the opportunity to serve you in this association. Thank you.
Our next candidate, Dr. Howie Goodwin.
Thank you all for the opportunity to spend a few minutes talking about what I would bring to this position. As Mark said, I'm Howie Goodwin. I'm from Virginia. I have served in many different capacities throughout my time with the Virginia Association as well as with ANA. At the national level, I've served on the Bylaws Committee, Leadership Identification Committee. I served as chair for 2 years in that role, made significant changes like they are this year, or recommending changes. We improved the electoral process during that. While I was a state leader, we were able to make significant changes as far as prescription authority in our state, removal of restrictions from reimbursement by statute required reimbursement at 100% for all advanced practice clinicians, and also numerous times working together to defeat AA efforts in our state. I'm a unique candidate because I service three areas. I'm a practicing CRNA, I'm an academic educator, and I'm also a business owner. So I understand those three perspectives significantly, and I understand the value that brings to this leadership role and how that will translate to serving the membership overall. So I thank you for the opportunity to be a candidate. I look forward to having your vote. That way we have the opportunity to have people experience in those positions that can represent as many members as possible. I just ask for your vote. Thank you so much for your time.
Our next candidate, Dr. D. Bender.
I'm honored to actually be standing here amongst colleagues that I've had inspire me in my career. And I just want you to know that I wasn't actually seeking this position. I was nominated, but I accepted because I actually love my profession. And I'm grateful for the chance to serve in any capacity that I can. So I decided that I will no longer accept things that I cannot change. But I will do my best to change things that I cannot accept, because y'all, there are some things that are unacceptable. I think we can agree that it is unacceptable to increase taxes to pay for a public hospital expansion in a system where the CEO and the CMO are both MDAs and exclusively use MDAs for anesthesia. So what do? I ran for hospital commissioner, and you beat the incumbent, and now a CRNA sits at that table with a voice for the next 6 years. It's unacceptable that we were hand-plucked out of the VA full practice authority bill. It is unacceptable to receive unequal reimbursement just because I have CRNA as a title. It's unacceptable to have states that still require supervision. It's unacceptable that we receive $300 million for nursing education and graduate medical education receives in the billions. Serving on this AANA board for me is about driving our profession forward. It's collectively working to solve unacceptable things, and it's setting a strategic vision for how we take over the reins and we steer our profession in the future. I'll finish with this. Leaders walk the talk. I have never and I will never vote for a person that cannot advocate with their money. All leaders of this profession should be giving to AANA PAC. Not all do, and that's unacceptable.
Our next candidate, Dr. Lou Bennett.
Good afternoon, members of the AANA. As you just heard, my name is Lou Bennett. I've been a CRNA for 32 years. And an educator for about 28 of those 32 years. For the past 18 years, I've been the program chair for the Nurse Anesthesia Program at Drexel University in Philadelphia. I also continue to practice clinically to ensure relevance with our nurse anesthesia residents. I feel it's important to have a clinician educator on the board to ensure that the unique needs and perspectives of educators are a component of the decision-making process. Having someone on the board who recognizes not only the importance of education, but also the importance of having educational opportunities for both CRNAs and CRNA educators is critical in fulfilling the association's mission to serve our members and to advocate for this amazing profession. If elected, I would like to continue offering the important educator conferences, including the ADCE, allowing for advancement of our profession through mentoring, education, and best practices. Although only a small percentage of CRNAs overall are educators, we educate 100% of our profession's future. You hear it all the time, the nurse anesthesia residents, they are our future. Over the years, I have served in various PANA positions, including state president, so I understand the unique challenges that our states face collectively. If elected, I will work with the state leadership in my assigned region to ensure their voices are heard in Chicago. I will also work to ensure transparency between the board and its members, and will listen to the concerns of the members and communicate that to the board. In summary, if elected, I will bring the perspective of experienced clinician, educator, and state leader to the AANA board. I humbly ask that you vote for me, and please ask your colleagues to vote for me. Lou Bennett, AAA Director. Thank you.
Our next candidate, Dr. Aaron Foley.
Good afternoon. For those of you who know me and those of you who are meeting me for the first time, I am Aaron Foley. I am a fan of the microphone at meetings. I have a basset hound named Agatha Hodgins. I have red hair, and you all saw my tiny hands last night. But I am more than that. I stand here before you as an advocate, a mentor, a businesswoman, an educator, a PAC donor, a foundation supporter, AANA fellow, and a volunteer leader. I am also a clinician. I work in all models of care, including rural, independent, CRNA-only practices. I go where needed. Over the years, I have taken on various roles from state president to serving on AANA committees and even chairing the LIC last year. You have seen me actively participate in AANA meetings for many years. At meetings, I come to the mic and I speak my mind, and I own that. Sometimes I'm wrong, and I own that too. I firmly believe that growth, both for our organization and for ourselves, comes from diverse perspectives and respectful debate. I owe much of my journey to the guidance and mentorship of past and present leaders. Their wisdom has challenged me to learn and evolve, and for that, I am profoundly grateful. For the past decade, I have dedicated myself to advocating for CRNAs in Maine, in Region 1, and across the country. Through relationship building and innovative thinking, I've collaborated with multiple disciplines in Maine, including our physician colleagues. And I was able to champion pro-CRNA legislation. Bringing people together and thinking outside the box are among my strengths, and I intend to leverage that as a director for the AANA. I extend my heartfelt thanks to the state associations of Maine, Connecticut, Rhode Island, New York, and New Jersey for nominating me and showing faith in my leadership. I intend to serve you well and bring a voice from Region 1 back to the board. In closing, let's continue fostering the environment of collaboration, growth, trust, and advocacy within our profession. Thank you.
Our next candidate, Dr. Susan Hall.
Well, hello, everybody. This is certainly a very talented panel that I'm looking at. I'm very proud to be up here and to see all the faces of the CRNAs that have mentored me in the audience. So just wanted to say that when I was deciding on how to speak to you today, I thought there's so many things that I feel passionate about. There's so many things that I wanted to share with you. But really, it's not about me and what I think. It's about the history and what you think and what you're seeing every single day in practice when you get up, throw your scrubs on, and go out and do the work. So a little bit about me. I am a clinician, I'm very excited about my work in OB and trauma in Massachusetts. I am a proud Bostonian. In fact, my entire board gave away our tickets to the PAC event last night, but if we didn't, we would have been in orange Dunkin' Donuts suits saying wicked pissa. So I share that with you because Massachusetts is my love. I am also an educator, assistant clinical faculty at Northeastern University, and the director of clinical experiences for our students. Why is that important? It's because we have 38 clinical sites, and I'm across the state talking to preceptors, coordinators, and students. And I have a pulse on all the models and what we're suffering and what we're doing well and the beautiful things and the challenges. Also, I'm a leader. I've been in MANA for quite a long time and in very many roles, last being president. And I'm proud to share with you that after a 10-year battle, we liberated ourselves from the Board of Registration of Medicine and achieved prescriptive practice. I'm so incredibly proud of that, so I wanted to share that with you. Additionally, we've pulled our students in, increased our numbers, made a student organization, and I'm proud to say we have 6 students with us here at mid-year with this energy and charge that you're providing to them, such mentorship and such motivation. Well, what am I motivated by? We have so many challenges, so many things to face, and I know that you know there's more to come. So I wanted to talk to you more about my foundation as a person rather than my view of the challenges. Stop. Well, anyways, I'm motivated to share your voice. I'm motivated to represent you and what you ask me for something important and what you think is important for your day-to-day practice. Thank you.
Our next candidate, Dr. Deborah Diaz.
Good afternoon to all my CRNA colleagues and residents. Those of you that were at the PAC party last night knew what state I came from, the Sunshine State, because I was the sun. Last night, a colleague told me, and a current board member, that the first year is like drinking from a fire hose. So that's why I'm ready to start day one. I have been on the board. I have been on the board of directors for FANA, and I was the state president. I've worked in many settings as a retired military, Navy, CRNA, and in office surgery, in independent practice, and in an ACT setting, as well as being an educator. I want you to know that the VA issue is down to my soul, being a veteran myself. And I watched you can call me Colonel Setner, give a wonderful talk and gave them what for while she got a block of cheese. I want to be the voice for every CRNA, not just those who are on social media. I want to represent every one of you. I have a passion for governance. And as an educator, I have taught the residents the value of membership in the AANA and the importance of advocacy. So therefore, I want to let you know that I bring energy, a historical perspective, and institutional knowledge. My name is Deborah Diaz from the Sunshine State.
Our next candidate is Dr. William Howe. He is unable to attend in person, so the LIC has allowed Dr. Howe to submit his opening statement electronically. We will now listen to that statement.
Hello, everyone. My name is William Howell, and I am running for the AANA Board of Directors as a regional director. I graduated as a CRNA and with my DNP in 2020 from Augusta University in Augusta, Georgia. My vision for the future of the AANA is broad. I want us to continue the progress that we have made both clinically and legislatively. I believe we need to bring our legislative and executive suite partners to the clinical arena to showcase our education and skill set. We need to show them our day-to-day operations that are cost-effective for health systems, all while bringing evidence-based care to a broad array of patients. I currently practice in a rural setting as an independent and solo provider, and I see how cost-effective we truly are. And I also see how I leverage my regional, pediatric, and obstetric skill set to all patients. I am currently working with two state legislators to get them at the bedside to shadow me and showcase what we do. That being said, I have worked in collaborative environments, and I want to be a voice for all CRNAs, no matter what practice setting that they may work within. We have to be a cohesive voice for our members as a board of directors, and I know that we can do that by first and foremost listening to and understanding the concerns and ideas of our members. I also believe in promoting our profession to high school and college students, whether they are in nursing yet or not. We need to scout the next generation of CRNAs, and an excellent way to do this is to partner with our social media influencers. We can take our message to health fairs, classrooms, and to all corners of social networks to showcase our profession. We have to give students, teens, and young adults a chance to have a visual and hands-on experience of what we do each and every day to continue the growth of nursing anesthesiology. There are many issues that we face. However, we are positioned to have some of the best years ahead for CRNAs. I want to help lead and grow our profession and deliver our message of top-notch and cost-effective care to our members, legislators, executives, and many others all over the country. It would be a privilege and an honor to represent you all on the AANA Board of Directors. Please do not hesitate to reach out for a conversation or with any questions. I would be honored to have your vote. Thank you.
Thank you to all of our director candidates. We will now turn to the Office of Treasurer. Dr. Jennifer Bannock, please come to the podium to deliver your opening statement.
Fellow CRNAs and nurse anesthesiologists, my name is Jen Bannock. I currently serve as your AANA Region 3 Director, and I'm hoping to earn your vote to serve as your AANA Treasurer. While this race is now uncontested, I would like to recognize that one of our esteemed colleagues, Dr. Peter Struby, was nominated to run for this seat, but unfortunately passed away late last year. I would like to take a moment of silence to remember Dr. Struby and his contributions to our profession. Thank you. I wanted to talk a little bit about why I'm motivated to serve our members and the American Association of Nurse Anesthesiology as the treasurer for three main reasons. I am proud and humble to be our CRNA and am passionate about strategically positioning us for optimal results in the future. Number two, as a state leader, I feel like I have had some level of success, and I am excited to bring those skills to the national platform. Examples include navigating the difficult and imperfect process of retaining a new lobbyist and growing our State Political Action Committee, or PAC. This was particularly important in that the PAC idea not only resulted in a robust financial bottom line, which increased our funds from about $25,000 to over $130,000, but because it was recurring contributors, we initially had about 15, and now we have over 300, so it really addressed the root cause of the issue. And we, on the national level, we have seen benchmark results there as well. I also have a diverse skill set, which includes my military background and experience in advocacy as an elected leader, but also most recently, I began pursuing a master's in health administration. I think that skill set will be particularly useful as in my role as the treasurer. Next, I would like to discuss my North Stars that are important to me as a leader while serving on the AANA board. Number one, I strive to be engaged and prepared. While we serve on the AANA Board of Directors, we need to read our board book before we come to our board meetings. That's really important for us to understand and appreciate the landscape of what's happening within our profession. Number two, I strive to lead by example, which includes professionalism. I am also a Friends for Life. With my own monetary contributions. And number three, I am low drama. Serving on this board is not easy. I have a short memory, so I won't hold a grudge. And I am flexible. My name is Jen Bannock. I'm running for AANA Treasurer. I hope I can earn your vote.
I will now call for the candidate of the Office of Vice President to the podium, Tracy Young.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you to the LIC for putting this event on. Doing a great job. I was a previous chair of the nominating committee, so I know the work that you all do, and thank you very much for your service. Mark, also thank you for putting me closest to the podium so I get the shortest walk up to come up here. And as I was gathering my thoughts of thinking about what I was going to say today, I had planned to talk about me a lot. And talking about me makes me uncomfortable. It's not really fun to talk about yourself. And as all of these great speeches and all of these great individuals showed up, it reminded me that we are here not because of what we're doing today, but because of what all the great CRNAs did in the years past that built what we have today. It is the decisions that they made that may not have been popular when they made them that really laid the groundwork for our profession and all of the great things that we enjoy today. From my standpoint, I really want to help to continue to lay that groundwork for the next 3 years, 5 years, and 20 years from now. I've been honored for the last 2 years to be on the board with some amazing leaders, people that donate thousands of hours of their time away from their families, their own money, to be able to help and give back to this association. It's often a very thankless job. We have 61,000 members. It is impossible to please 61,000 members, but we do have to make decisions. And sometimes, even though they're not popular with all members, what we need to do better is we need to make sure that we strive for integrity and transparency so that all of our decisions, when they're made, we give you our why. We owe that to you so that you can understand the data, the thoughts, the process, and our vision for the future. So with all the great leaders, I see past presidents in the audience, thank you for everything that you have done. If you vote for me for vice president, I will continue to try and be a voice on the board of reason, logic, and integrity, and also to have an open mind. I sometimes come into meetings where I think I know how I'm going to vote on an issue, and my colleagues have such articulate and sound logic that I vote another way. So being open-minded and leading with integrity is what you will get if you vote for me for vice president. So thank you for your time. And I was the only one that did not prepare a speech, I think. And it was completely different than what I thought I was going to talk about after listening to these great people. So thank you.
I will now call on the candidate for office of president-elect to the podium to deliver an opening statement, Jeff Moulter.
I was voted on to the ANA Board of Directors 4 years ago, along with three other freshman board members, Drew Riddle, Jan Setnor, and Peter Strube. It's been an honor to serve with this group, and we mourn the loss of our friend and colleague, Dr. Peter Strube. I am Jeff Moulter, and I am running for ANA President-elect. I wanted today to talk about unity. Unity, of course, is not that we are all the same, or that we all do the same. Being united means that despite our differences, we're able to work as one. All of us can appreciate the human body. The human body consists of many different cells and organs and systems, yet they are united. They work harmoniously together, seamlessly, and as a result, they're able to work as one body, as one. We often see unity in nature. Nature favors herds, packs, flocks, colonies, and hives working with unity. Every fall, living in Northeast Ohio, I could look into the sky and see the birds flying south for the winter. They fly thousands of miles in the classic V formation. Every bird causes an upward draft of pressure for the bird just behind them. The V formation results in 71% more reach for the flock compared to individual birds. If a bird gets ill and has to leave the formation, two other birds will join and assist the ailing bird. Together, the birds will attempt to get back to the formation. If the lead bird gets tired, they will go to the back of the formation and leave the lead position to other birds. Birds in the back of the formation, amazingly, make the most noise. What they're doing is they're encouraging those in the front to lead them and to push them on. They encourage the leading birds. I feel this analogy applies perfectly to the ANA. Those that lead are there to lift up those that follow, and those following are there to encourage those who are leading. When someone needs support, their peers are there to help fill the gap until they are ready to jump back into the formation. We accomplish far more together than we do individually. It's about unity. When people are united, there's mutual support, cooperation, and encouragement. When people are united, they have a common goal and a shared vision, and the differences that exist become the source of strength. The ANA is a strong organization and is only getting stronger. If I'm given the opportunity to serve as ANA president-elect, I will do so with unity as the guiding principle. As I ask for your vote, I also ask that you think about unity. Unity in your work setting. Unity in your state and National Nurse Anesthesiology Associations. Unity in the exceptional care that you provide to your patients. Can you and will you help us become more united? My name is Jeff Molter, and I'm asking for your vote for president-elect of the American Association of Nurse Anesthesiology. Thank you.
Thank you to Mark and all of our speakers for their participation this year. Don't forget that voting for all positions is now open, and you can find a link to the AANA Election Center in this episode's show notes. Thanks for listening to this special edition of Beyond the Mask, and good luck to all the candidates. Attention all certified nurse anesthetists, are you in need of a reliable and quality continuing education option? Well, look no further than crnaeducation.com. We are an NBCRNA-recognized provider, offering all four core CPC modules to meet your certification requirements. You can choose from more than 100 AANA prior-approved Class A CE credits, with 43 articles covering a wide range of anesthesia topics. Need pharmacology CE credits? Well, we've got you covered there as well, with over 40 pharmacology CE credits available. All credits are completed online and are mobile-friendly. Choose articles worth 1, 2, or 3 credits. There's no subscriptions, no hidden fees, just the CE credits you need when you need them. Owned by CRNAs since 2011, you can trust in our commitment to your education. And customer service is always a quick email or phone call or even text away. To sign up and find out more about our education options, visit crnaeducation.com, your partner in continuing education. That's crnaeducation.com. Beyond the Mask is made possible by the team at CRNA Financial Planning. With almost 2 decades of experience, the firm guides CRNAs through the complexities of investing and financial planning. Schedule a free consultation today by calling 855-304-3748 or go online to crnafinancialplanning.com.
Hi, this is Jackie Rolls, president of the International Federation of Nurse Anesthetists and president and founder of Our Hearts, Your Hands, a global anesthesia support community that takes donations to allow nurse anesthetists in low and middle income countries to go to educational programs, buy equipment, or textbooks. Your donations are tax deductible, and we would appreciate your support.
Be sure to subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and anywhere you like to listen to shows. Also, be sure to check out BeyondTheMaskPodcast.com. Each episode is posted there with a corresponding blog post, and we timestamp important parts of the episode to help you quickly get to the content you're looking for. Also, check out the special series section on the site. You can follow along and catch up on the CRNA History Series, episodes specifically about political conversations in the industry, or try the CRNA Personal Finance Series. It's all on BeyondTheMaskPodcast.com. And if you have a question for the show or want to be a guest or even suggest a particular topic, fill out the contact form on the site or send an email directly to us at info@BeyondTheMaskPodcast.com. And lastly, let's take the conversation social. Check out our Beyond the Mask podcast Facebook page and Facebook group.